We know China's central government likes to be in control, but how does that play out when it comes to independent scientific research? Beijing has introduced new policies that require Chinese scientists get official approval before they publish the results of their coronavirus research. To understand the upshot of that decision for the scientific community and the public, we turn to Yazhong Huang. He's a global health expert at the Council on Foreign Relations. Huang says Chinese government oversight of research is not new, but now officials are especially concerned with monitoring science that delves into the origins of the new coronavirus.
Well, I think we have to keep in mind that since the origin of the virus itself becomes a politically sensitive topic, the government that has strong incentives to control the research so that the research findings do not lead to results that are embarrassing to the government.
I mean, it's not unsurprising, but if this is a move by China's government to ensure top-down state-dominated control of the narrative, how the virus started and how it spread, isn't that risky?
Well, yeah, certainly. Control has been always there. This time it has been more explicit. When you have the scientific research you're subjected to control by those in power, it then follow that logic of realpolitik that itself it's going to not just hinder the progress of scientific research, but also can make these government narratives become less credible.
Will the world be able to trust? Would you trust the science coming out of China if it's essentially been pre-approved by the government?
I believe that Chinese scientists are still doing great jobs. Their results, if they're peer-reviewed, should be trustworthy, just like the results, the scientific findings from scientists in other countries. It's just that on that particular issue, on the origin of the virus, when this is subject to the government vetting and censorship just to make their research findings less credible, less trustworthy.
As far as what's happening in China, what have you been hearing in Chinese WeChat groups about the public there and their trust in authorities at this point?
Compared to the initial stage of the outbreak, in January, in February, I think the people's trust in the government has significantly increased. And that also beefed up the legitimacy of the government leaders. So that also was evidenced by all those conspiracy theories, that become widely accepted, that they're considering that the China is not as origin of the outbreak. So indeed, people's trust in the government has increased. Significantly.
Are you hearing no cynicism or skepticism toward the government online?
Well, there's still some liberal-minded intellectuals that still are taking a cynical, critical approach. But, I think the majority of the population, I think their trust in the government because of this effective measures to contain the spread of the virus. China now is becoming, in a way, one of the safest places in the world.
Yazhong Huang, a global health expert at the Council on Foreign Relations. Great to have you with us today. Thank you.
My pleasure.